This episode is brought to you by 3Chi. 3Chi, it rhymes, is the industry leader in Delta 8 THC products. Delta 8 is a federally legal version of THC and is a more functional alternative to marijuana. It gives you an amazing buzz and great body feel, but with a clearer head and less anxiety and paranoia. Go to 3Chi.com, the number 3CHI.com, to shop for Delta 8 edibles like cookies and gummies, or to shop for vapes, tinctures, and oils that can be used to make your own homemade edibles. Use code GUNS21, G-U-N-S-21, at checkout and receive 5% off your order. Must be 21 to purchase.
Some years ago, a crack commando comedy unit were given jobs above their pay grade. These men promptly were put on leave and escaped to an underground podcast stockade in an unknown location. Today, still unwanted by big media, they survive as comics of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and you can find them, you can listen to Guns Blazing.
There have been a lot of rumors going around that I just want to address very quickly. A lot of people on the internet and within your own neighborhood have been speculating that I had COVID. And I just want to squash that rumor right now and let people know that, yes, I did come in direct contact with the beast known as COVID.
But COVID-19, Todd, was it COVID-19?
It was COVID-19.
There are 18 other COVIDs, Todd. Tell us which one. It's been about a week. What's going on?
This was the 19th COVID, just to be clear with everybody, the 19th COVID that I came in contact with.
Were you in contact with any kind of variant, or was it just the 19 flat?
I'm going to guess that it was a variant, because the host of this 19th COVID was vaccinated against the original 19th COVID. So I'm guessing that this host was carrying some type of variant situation with COVID.
Some would think that you're just going up on the glass there against COVID. You were as close as possible. You could be right up on it, but somehow you didn't get it. But yet you were still sick. Some are going to think that's a little bit fishy.
It is. There's been a lot of rumors about maybe a false negative test. I don't know. I did come into very direct contact. The person, Stuart Hoff, that had COVID was sitting right next to me at my bar for an entire day in my backyard. We were open mouth kissing and sharing popsicles. So
as far as the level of kissing, is it to the level of you were actually holding a butt cheek while doing it? You were holding his cheek, really showing a level of intimacy and you know, the way you would approach that would be definitely a maximum amount of saliva. Were you at that level of kissing?
He's a smaller man than me, so I actually had him sitting on the bar with his legs spread, and then I was in between the legs and caressing, holding the nap of his neck, the back.
Oh, you go back of the neck. That's a deep kiss.
Yes, a deep kiss, sharing popsicles. We actually ate from the same apple.
I read an unconfirmed report. You guys were also passing around blow pops and just sharing flavors and doing taste tests of the new blow pop flavors and just each other sucking on them.
That is incorrect. Those were actually Tootsie Pops, and I was only – he would lick the shell until it got thin enough that actually the Tootsie roll was exposed, and then I would take over.
You took how many tests, Todd? Did you go to the official one where a lady or a man does it with blue gloves and also wearing some sort of muumuu with a blue relaxed fit pant?
Yes, that's exactly what it was. Now, you had to wait 24 hours to get the test from the lady with the muumuu. So I did go to Walgreens, and they did have some of the home tests. And I was not familiar with the home tests, read up on them, supposedly 85% accurate. Got a home test, took it twice. Both those were negative. Now, I did take those swabs anally.
Okay.
I didn't have my reading glasses, but that's what my girlfriend told me that you're supposed to do with the home test. So I just took her on her word, and those were negative and also very distasteful on the second run, which was orally. Mm-hmm. I didn't know you had to reuse the same swap.
How do you feel now coming out of this? Where do you see yourself going here in the next few days? And also, have we taken this bit too far now?
We might have taken the bit too far, but just to clarify with everybody here, the future plans post-COVID, I feel like a brand new me. I am 10 pounds lighter.
I love that.
From constant sleep and not much food. So I'm probably going to look into a career, an older man's underwear modeling. So I'm currently searching for an agent that represents men in their 50s that are out of shape, but 10 pounds lighter than they ought to be.
Thank you. I just want to say thanks for doing this press conference. Get us all caught up, Todd.
Absolutely.
What's up, buddy? Welcome back, dude.
New life, motherfucker.
New life. Listen, we had Todd was down for a few days. We missed a couple episodes, but we're back on it. Todd's feeling good again. He's looking good. He's sounding good. He's not coughing. You know what I mean? So, I think at least you're good enough to look. You're moving around now. You know, whether that's you're suffering from some sort of side effect of vertigo, but you're back though. You're back on a mic no matter what you're doing over there. As long as the chair, you know, hasn't electric and can roll you out of the room, then we're good.
There were two to three hour periods in a day where I felt, you know how you get, you're like, oh, wait a minute, maybe this is over. I could podcast or whatever, but the problem was I couldn't get a full fucking sentence out of my mouth without having a coughing attack. So I'm like, well, this is going to be shit. So apologies to everybody for missing a few days there, but we'll get back on track to this week, as promised, just a little later than expected. I was like, man, I'm so bored. When, you know, and my body just shuts down. When I get bad sick, it just says, just sleep, cuz. Fucking sleep.
Best thing you can do.
Yeah. But then I was like, man, I should get out there and throw some bags. And I fucking went out there and threw probably the best round of solo bags I'd ever thrown in my life.
How many in a row are we talking here, Todd?
I mean, there was a stretch there where 3 out of 4 rounds, 4-baggers.
I like that.
Now, the other round, only 1 bag on the board, which was disgusting, but I was hot. And I don't know if it's just, you know, maybe I just need to always be like, if we enter a tournament, maybe I fucking open mouth kiss somebody with hoof and mouth or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Just I think I play better sick.
Maybe that's what you should do.
I don't get in my head as much, you know?
Maybe put a little cup of bleach in your water jugs. You know what I mean? Kind of keep you sick. I think I saw them do that on a movie where the nanny was keeping the little kid sick and they figured it out. She was doing some shit with bleach.
Fucking nannies, dude. Never trust a nanny. Why would you hire a nanny? You know they're going to feed bleach to your kids. Mm-hmm. You know they're going to fucking teach them to worship Satan.
Yep. They're going to hit them and push them downstairs and stuff. Only the second, third stair. They don't want to bruise them.
They're going to be having little Ouija board things at night with the kids while you're out to dinner with your lovely wife and conjuring spirits, getting them possessed. I mean, there's nothing good that can come from having a nanny. I don't care. Listen to me, rich people.
Okay, ask Schwarzenegger what came out of it.
Yeah.
Just temptation, bro. Get that out of here, bro. Hire a dude. No, it's got to be a gay dude. I think I could, if I was going to go nanny on him, I'm going gay dude. Really? That way we're all safe at the house. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No temptation, just a homie that we could kick it with, have a cocktail with afterwards, you know, maybe some sort of champagne cocktail after a long day at the house, putting in OT. You know what I mean?
There you go. How about a senior citizen? They get bored. Nothing to do.
I have to do some sort of agility test because, I mean, what if there's a set of stairs, you know, the laundry and all that, bro?
If there's a fire, how are they going to get their kid out of there? It's true.
I will say that if you have a laundry... If you have laundry, on Amazon, if you have an apartment complex where you got to take your laundry to the laundry room in your building, or if you live anywhere, plenty of years of my life, I've had to drive laundry to get done, right? The best move I ever made in the laundry game as a single guy that lived in an apartment that did not have a washer and dryer was I bought off Amazon for $75, I think. I bought off the exact same wheeling around laundry basket they have at the laundromats with the bars that go up and over so you can hang shit too. That's wet. And then it has the basket on wheels. And then the basket's up about halfway. And then underneath is a shelf for your, you know, your detergent and whatnot.
Nice.
Bro, you roll that motherfucker around, bro. I didn't, because the worst part is carrying the goddamn basket down. And I don't want to carry no heavy ass basket. So I'm like, well, I'm just on Amazon one day and it just hit me after a couple of bowl rips.
Mm-hmm.
I said, do they sell the fucking laundromat baskets? Because that basket is so key. You don't have to bend over. It's up high. It fits a lot. You get a couple loads in there. You grab the pole. You roll around. It's a mission. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shout out to the laundromat laundry baskets. Those metal things are soldiers. You got the rubber around the top, you know, for bumping into shit. And I use it at my apartment complex in Indy downtown, in that little shitty apartment I lived in. And it was one of the best things I ever bought in my life. Even when it was like kind of break down and I didn't end up using it because I moved into another place, I just took the pole off the top and I just had a rolling basket that I can carry shit and push around in. It became a cart.
I like that. Where are the hover baskets? Why do we not have hover laundry baskets?
The problem we need to do right now is we need to make sure we got to take the drone and we have to shrink it in, but continue to harness that power plus more and also silent it. And then also put it under behind plastic.
Yes.
That's what has to happen. And that's when we have floating stuff.
Mm.
But also it has to be, I think there has to be the cities. They really have to lay down in the infrastructure of new cities, a magnetic force underneath the ground. So you have the magnetic force of the things above ground that will hover, you know, like the trains that do the magnets, and they're not even touching. They're just floating on top of each other due to the magnet.
Yeah.
Magnetic fucking
Why are we not doing that with our infrastructure? Why are we not all magnetic sidewalks and roads?
Yeah. Why don't we have a big fat piece of magnetic metal underground, you fucks? And while we're at it, let's go ahead. You know, dude, we need to, you know what we should just do in this episode? We should just go ahead and we're going to go ahead and just brainstorm and redraw up the city, how the city layout should be for them.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's the least we could do is just maybe give them, you know, they just passed a $50 million trillion fucking infrastructure budget. You know what? We can submit our plans to the budget committee, to the fucking $55 trillion infrastructure bill budget committee.
I think we could.
All right.
Let me tell you.
Number one. The magnetic plates got to go. They got to be in there.
They got to be everywhere. I mean, there should be underground magnetic plates everywhere that you go so that we can have hover shit.
We need a hover.
We need hover cars. We need hover laundry baskets. We need hover shoes. We need hover boards.
I want to hover. I want to put on a pair of pants that I can just hover if I want.
Hover pants.
But the hoverboard mostly, but other stuff that, you know, the laundry basket hovering with you down to the fucking laundry room in your apartment. That's next level shit, bro.
Listen, Sean, if we can hover, there's no more deaths by fall. No more, you know, people accidentally falling off the top of a high rise tower.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because right before you hit the ground, you hover.
Yeah.
There's no more accidental deaths caused by falling from great heights.
Nope. You just go and you just float and right at the very bottom. And then you can just put your foot out.
Why are we not doing it?
Let's go with this also.
It's because of the insurance companies. I'll tell you why.
That's why. It's fucking big insurance pigs. Mm-hmm. They want people to die. They want people to be paying $31 a month forever.
Mm-hmm.
Pigs.
If it's not dangerous to have a high-rise building anymore, you don't have to give a
Yeah, exactly, bro. That's exactly what I'm saying, bro.
You don't have to have outrageous insurance premiums.
People don't get that, you know?
I know.
Also, let's go ahead and start burying. You ready? Let's go ahead and bury the power lines. Be done with it.
Mm.
Or full solar, bro. Full fucking solar.
Why are we not full solar? The sun is out half of the day.
Oh, you know why? I'll tell you why. For the longest time, we didn't have anything to collect the energy that we were gaining from the solar power panels.
Because we got lazy.
They didn't have they didn't have it. They just had the power. Okay, you got the panels that power the shit. Mm-hmm. But there was no storing of said energy. But then Tesla came along.
Nobody was buying it.
Now Tesla, Elon Musk, obviously, they have the boxes that store the solar energy that you gain throughout the day. That's why they're so dope.
Let's mass produce them. Let's have them everywhere. We should be running 100% on solar energy.
We'll go full solar there. I say one wind turbine right in the middle of town, maybe off and maybe towards the edge of town, something kind of cool to hang out around the one big ass wind chime. or a wind turbine that's really big and cool, like they have on the, like going through Palm Springs.
Put an 18th hole putt-putt thing on it so everybody can just take turns walking up, sinking the last putt of the day.
That's it right there. Plus, you know, so much other stuff you could, look, you know, really make a big one. Eiffel Tower level shit. And also, it powers itself because it's a fucking wind turbine.
There you
Probably
go.
The whole block gets comes up over there.
Mm-hmm.
I think on a new city, tailgating has to have, I think there has to be a weekly day of just straight tailgating, or a monthly, or a Monday off every other week, something to do with tailgating. We need to really make that, hone in on that as a people more than we already do.
Yeah. Not enough people are tailgating, and we're restricted to like sporting event, parking lots, you know, there should be once a month, it should be National Tailgate Day. Everyone should be tailgating out in front of their house, where your place of work, wherever.
Yeah. The hospital alone should have an area just for tailgating, bro.
When I die, I want my funeral to be a tailgate.
You know what? Honestly, let's go ahead and do that right now. We need to have all funeral homes. Okay. Outfitted with tailgate and amenities.
Yeah.
I do know how to spell that. I just don't want to do it on this podcast because we have to hurry up. We got a lot of ideas going.
I want everyone to just to back their trucks up.
Yeah.
Create a big lane, you know, maybe a circle, just my body in the middle.
Okay.
On a big ice chest or a big ice sculpture. You can go up and ice cubes off there for drinks.
Yes. Bro, how about this though? Can your coffin be a fucking ice chest that looks like an ice chest from the outside?
Yeah, it could be a giant Yeti cooler. Put me in a giant Yeti cooler.
If Yeti wants to buy the rights to a funeral now.
Why do we not have Yeti coffins?
Yeti coffin, bro.
Come on. What is Yeti doing?
Oh, lower me. Lower me in a goddamn cooler, man.
Come on. Put me on ice. I know that shit's going to keep for weeks.
Yeah, bro, put your boy on ice. I mean, have some respect, dude.
Mm.
You know what else? I think so. Like, I went to my grandma and grandpa's graves when I was in Ohio. We stopped by, you know, a couple of trips ago. Like within the last year, when I went to see my mom in Ohio, and then my grandpa had a bench put in. He, he passed away after my grandma, so that he had the bench.
Nice.
And there's a nice little tree next to it that they had planted early.
Love that.
And now
that.
It's kind of getting bigger. And it's awesome. He's got his bench and his tree, bro. I definitely want to have a nice open grill set up there.
Yeah. Where people could sit and just cook out. Have a good time right around you. Right on top of you.
Open grill, bro. That way I'm at everybody's barbecue after I die.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. Let's make these cemeteries more social. Everybody's so quiet and they just somber along and they leave their little flowers and they get out their Kleenex. Why not have a good time? There should be freaking barbecue pits all over the cemetery. Bro,
I think also I'm going to have a fire pit there just to hang out, like in the back of your backyard.
Yes.
We're going to have an open grill and a fire pit at our graves.
You know what?
I mean, that's the least you could do, bro.
And every year on my birthday, open bar at my grave.
Yeah.
We're bringing a bartender. I'll put that money back so that, you know, every year it can cover a bartender for, you know, a night for the next 50 years or whatever. Boom.
People say that you can't take your money. You can't take it to the grave, right?
I'll take it to
you
the grave.
You can, though. Guess what? You can. I could pay. Okay. If I say, all right, in my will, I put, okay, when it's my time to go, I have this amount of money in this account. In this LLC right here, I have this money, and it's called Post-Death Birthday Open Bar Fund.
Boom.
Now, every fucking year on my anniversary of my peace out, you guys show up. I got to open. I already got the grill there. It's going to be a nice-sized grill. You can barbecue from both sides. You know what I mean? So a few people can barbecue at once, you know, like a nice big rectangle grill. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And then I'll have I'll have charcoals there already, and I'll have the fire pit wood ready, and I'll have some bottles of vodka, whoever I do an ad deal with for the years after I'm gone. and set up shop at my at our fucking dude. We should. This is a really good idea.
It's a great idea. I'm also going to put back money for grooming, post-mortem grooming, because I don't know, people don't know this or not, but after you die, your fingernails and hair continue to grow.
Uh-huh.
So I like to keep my balls nice and clean. You know that. So
you do. You have some of the cleaner balls I've seen, but I only know why, but I do know why.
I don't want people coming well after I'm dead and opening my Yeti coffin and seeing, you know, because I'm going to be naked in there. I don't want clothes. I want to go out of this world the same way I came in it.
Yeah, bro.
I don't want them seeing a giant ball fro just like taking over like ivy, you know, just taking over the entire coffin. My ball hair just freaking. So I'm going to have someone come every 6 weeks after I die and trim that shit up.
And
keep
let me
it
guess,
nice and smooth.
And even then, no matter what happens, the point is you're going to want a relaxed, wonderful trim, bro.
The and best only, trim.
And there's only one way, bro. And that's going to, you're going to have to go with Manscaped on this one, Todd.
Yeah, not only with Manscaped, their fourth generation, the brand new Lawnmower 4.0. Kick your pubes to the next planet with the Performance Package 4.0. Why wouldn't you do that, Sean?
Well, here, Todd, the orbits in your pants will feel like you're in zero gravity when you use the best tools for the job from the leaders in male grooming. You guys need to join 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped, okay? And guess what? You get your rocket ready for takeoff by going to manscaped.com right now and get 20% off and free shipping with code GUNSBLAZING, Todd.
Oh, my gosh. I'm talking about an experience like no other. Listen, when your balls are smooth like that, like I'm not just talking about, so I'm talking about like butter smooth.
Like we're talking so smooth, you could see a reflection off your nuts.
Yes, you feel better. You perform better. You look better. You move better. You just have a certain level of confidence. You know, you're a little lighter on your feet. You don't have to worry about, oh, sometimes if I move the wrong way, boom, I snag a ball hair in my zipper or in these underwear that I have that are too tight sometimes. You know, like it's a whole new you. Why not experience the best the technology has to offer?
I'm telling you right now, Todd, you want to go with this 4.0 package no matter what. I'm going to tell you what makes me excited about the Performance Package 4.0, Todd, is that it includes the weed whacker. It's like having a little astronaut to chop your worst weeds up and topping your nose and ears.
Wow, the weed whacker, it's also waterproof, and it uses 9,000 RPM motor power, 360-degree rotary dual-blade system. This nose and ear hair trimmer provides proprietary skin-safe technology, which helps prevent nicks, snags, and tugs in those delicate holes. We all have very delicate holes. I know I do.
And guess what? What you don't want to do, Todd? You don't want to forget to use Crop Preserver. Ball deodorant, friends. Ball deodorant and their Crop Reviver, okay, to help you and your little planets be on their A game while feeling the sun's heat, guys.
Why your balls? Why your balls stink? Why your balls stink?
Todd, I'm not even done. I'm not even done with this package. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Manscaped even threw in two free gifts for their Performance Package 4.0. Todd, you're getting the Manscaped boxers and the Shed travel bag.
What? Come on. This can't be true. This deal's too good to be true.
It's too much, dude.
But you know what? It is true. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code GUNSBLAZING at manscaped.com. Yeah, you heard me right. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code GUNSBLAZING at manscaped.com. For a clean trinity and beyond, your space balls will thank you. I'm really doing this after
dude,
I die.
Honestly, even if your water's on and your electricity gets turned off, you could still use this shit, dude, because the Lawnmower 4.0 has a 4,000 kilowatt LED spotlight, Todd. Let me tell you something. With this level of action, with this level of engineering, this right here is a no-brainer. 20% off, guys. 20% off. Free shipping. Use code GUNSBLAZING.
Use it now. Manscaped's been on for a long time with the Guns Blazing podcast. You know what? Show them you're grateful. You need get some smooth balls and then use the coupon code.
Look at my balls. Look at my balls right now. I'm putting them up here on the webcam. Look at them.
See how smooth they are?
Look at the smoothness on my balls, bro.
I mean,
they almost don't even look like balls. They're so smooth.
They look like two peaches hugging each other.
They look like two glazed little mini hole donuts.
Mm.
Look at that shine, that glaze.
They're glistening.
Don't worry about the how come. I don't even know why they're just sticky like the same. I don't understand that part, but that's nothing to do with the Manscaped.
No.
All right, that went too far there.
That has to do.
This episode should be called, "Damn, they took these bits too far." hey, shout out to the Doghouse Podcast. Shout out to Cito's Cornhole Corner, man, hooking us up with gear. Now, Cito gave me a hat a while ago, but I never hit him with a sweet little fucking shout out. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
He's a great dude. He gave me some sweet BG bags.
Great dude.
Our buddies over at Doghouse Podcast, we just did their podcast. They're real fun to talk to, real good guys.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be hanging out with them, obviously, a lot more, I believe, next year. You know, just doing this cornhole thing. You know, I took third again last night in my blind draw league play, bro.
Nice.
There's like 40 people in the league. So it's like 20 teams. But this is week three. I have never done. Oh, I was third place, fourth place, third place.
Wow.
So I'm getting close, dude. I thought last night, actually, for a minute, for like 2 seconds, actually for 2 minutes, I thought we were the final game, and I thought we won. And we came from behind, and I was like, "Oh fuck, we just won this thing, bro!" I was all pumped, and like, "No, dummy, you gotta still win three more games. You gotta double dip those dudes if you win the next game." And because we already lost early.
Oh, they had the king's seat.
Yeah, so I ended up we ended up losing, but you know, third place. I'm not hating.
No, you fucking third place. That's awesome. Are you kidding me?
Hey, listen, it's my first league. All right, guys, calm down.
I got to join a league.
My first league, dude. They got leagues, bro.
You never know who you're playing with week to week, right?
No, you see for the most part, it's the same people over and over. It's like softball.
But I mean, your blind draw.
Yes. No. So the way it works over here is the way you get your partner is, first off, you go in, you sign up on the either the ACL app or Scoreholio. And then, you know, the texts start coming in. So then they have everybody that's in the tournament randomized, right? So everybody plays four games with four different partners. And then after that, you know, depending on what your record is or blah, 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 then it generates according to that. It generates your partner. And
okay.
then after those four games are logged, then the you and your team are set. And then now you go into the tournament and you try to win the blind draw that week. You get your $20 back or whatever.
Yeah.
And then, but you know, it's so much fun. You play the four, you know, you work on your shit, then you play the four games, and then you got the double elimination.
So you're guaranteed six games.
Yeah, you're guaranteed six.
Nice.
Every week, and plus all the warm up stuff. And then obviously, once the
beer drinking
thins out, you know, everybody goes through, there's like two little rows of five boards. So once you're at a certain level, there's only enough to play on the one side. Then you're just over there throwing bags if you feel like still working and hanging out, still working on your game.
Hell yeah.
Now, but I played into the night most of the time. So, you know, we finished last night. We probably would have went almost to midnight if we would have had to play the other two games. So, so if we actually had a one, but I got done about 11:15. It starts at 7:30.
Oh, you make a whole night of it then. Everybody brings their own booze, or is it at a bar?
Oh, that's it. No, there's not a bar. It's just like this facility that they have. It's like a one of them barns, those metal barn kind of deals, but it's a little bit, you know, it's a business, you know, it's just like a warehouse, a small warehouse, and they do other stuff in their batting cages and shit, but they move that out of the way. They got hoops in there they can bring down. But they got a little kitchen set up in there and some bathrooms and a little front desk. But, you know, that's all it is. And people just, yeah, whoever wants a drink, you just have your own little, you have, bring your own beers in or whatever.
I like it.
And then you just get to playing, dude. And people are good, man. It's really fun. It's really good competition.
Yeah.
Like I hit some nice shots yesterday, but I missed some fucking shots, bro.
We got to do some serious, like, cornhole rivalry with the Doghouse boys, because they're good.
They're good, dude.
Good players.
They're really, you know,
good. Would be quite a fucking, we would have some battles, especially as much as you're playing now. So if hard, I play more, then watch out. I mean, I think we'll dominate them just because, I mean, look at us.
Yeah.
But they're good dudes, and they'll give us a run for our money.
Yeah, and we have to go. There's not the other guys too. The other podcast homies, they're good too. So there are. I mean, there's some other like, but the Cito's Corner, like those guys are pros. He's a pro.
Yeah, you know, it's not fair.
So it's a little bit out of, you know, It's a little bit, they're a little bit better than all of us, but other guys, we're all good on that same under, you know, not pro level.
Mm-hmm.
Like we can all have the good or bad game at any time, which right. I love. But yeah, dude. And so, I mean, listen, today already in this episode, we have done so much. We fucking broke down some good, great cornhole stuff for you guys. I was pretty lucky this weekend. I played a bunch of cornhole with Adam Vinatieri.
Oh, nice. Is he good?
He's really good at cornhole. His son, really? AJ, who's about to go to college next year, he's still looking at where he's going to go, but he's, you know, all those awesome colleges where he's, because he's also a great kicker. He's fucking, he's busting 50 yards in his junior year. Now he's in a senior, and his tickets, every time he kicks it off, it's fucking touchback town, bro.
Yeah.
But they're both really good at cornhole. We had little tournaments at the house on Sunday. You know, it was just nothing crazy. It was just because it was mostly AJ's friends and stuff, you know. And then like my lady and his lady and but me and him, we were the only ones that got to be a team, and everybody else had to do, we had to do a blind draw for everybody else, the other four, five teams. And then we just ran everybody both games. We didn't lose until we played for fun after the tournament. Second little run was over.
Right.
We did a double elimination. We did. No, we did single because I didn't feel like dealing with double shit.
Nice. Nice.
It was awesome though, but they were fucking awesome at cornhole, bro.
Really? They play a lot, huh?
I think also that when you have like, first of all, highly competitive gentlemen like those, like they are.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, one of the fucking best, you know, competitors to ever play the sport, live the earth in modern day. But, you know, the muscle memory, the knowing of the muscle repetition, like
the focus.
We're talking to the king of being able to do that.
Right. Same thing every time. I mean, it's just like Pat. I mean, those people are going to be good at cornhole, man. They're going to be great at cornhole, even if they don't play a lot.
Yeah, they're just, okay, this is how hard I got to throw it to get it right there. Here's where I got to let go. Okay. Mm-hmm. Because you could, you know, if you have that in you, because his son, he hasn't played since the last time we were there. Fucking, I beat him a majority of the game, but he still beat me at least three games that day. So that's how good he is. And we had some good wars in there, but I probably won like 10 of them over the weekend.
Right.
But he still won three.
And hasn't played in
probably 8 months.
Jesus.
Whatever the last time we were there.
Don't you hate people like that?
Yeah, it's like my girl's son. He's like that too. Like he don't ever play, bro, except when I'm out there. And he just comes out with the most beautiful fucking throw I ever seen. And he's just like, just fucking airmails and just walks it off. Like then he gets in his car and goes, does some shit sports or something for school. But yeah, that was really fun. I went and bought a bunch of, we got a bunch of skirt steak. Mm. And then I just went to work on Taco Man. You know what? I did Taco Man.
Nice.
I am Taco Man. That could be the movie, bro. I am Taco Man.
Dude, I fucking hotwired a refrigerator.
You hotwired a refrigerator?
Yeah. Yesterday, I was feeling like shit, and but better than I had been. So the refrigerator in the laundry room, the beer fridge.
Yeah.
And the extra freezer space fridge.
Yeah, yeah.
Goes out. At first, I thought the light bulb was out. That was like several days ago. I was like, oh, we got to get a new light bulb. The light bulb burned out. Like I opened the door, and it flickered, and then out, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, I got to get a new light bulb. Next day, I come out. I'm like, oh. Fridge is a little warm. I open up the freezer. Stuff's starting to melt a little bit. I'm like, thaw out. I'm like, wait, I don't hear anything running. Like, this motherfucker's dead. So I check the socket. You know, it's still got power. The outlet's still got power. I'm like, that's not the problem. I'm like, fuck, this fridge just took a shit. So I call repair guy days, you know, out. They're not coming on Labor Day weekend, right? So they come yesterday, Tuesday. Right away, there's, you know, the little thing at the roof or the back of your refrigerator that has a little knob for the cold setting. There's a whole fucking control panel in there. You take that off, dump these screws. That's where the wiring kit is, where you get the power and all that stuff. And, you know, you've seen the quick disconnect things, like all this has got like 20 wires running into the thing, but all you gotta do is plug the two things together.
Uh-huh.
So there's that. And he goes,
black buddies, like a female and a male clicking.
Yeah. So all he does is pull those apart, looks at one, he goes, oh, shit. And I'm like, what? And he goes, see that little piece that broke off? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, if that would have broke off in this end, no problem. But it broke off in this end, your refrigerator's fucked. I'm like, that one little piece that broke off of the wire that's stuck in there fucks my whole refrigerator? I must spend $800 or $900 because that one little piece broke off. And he goes, yeah, man. He's like, there's just no fix for it. And I'm like, son of a bitch. And he goes, well, there is something you could try. He's like, I can't do it. I ain't allowed to do it. But he's like, you could if cut all these wires off that are plugged into there and just wiring at them all together. And then in theory, should have power. And I'm like, okay. He's like, but your problem is, you know, these wires are so short at the top, they're actually inside your refrigerator between the freezer space and the refrigerator space. So you might have to cut in there and get to them so you can pull enough wire to be able to do that. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Okay. So he leaves and I'm like, fuck it. I ain't buying a new fridge, bro. So I take that thing off. I start cutting into the roof of the refrigerator, which is the floor of the freezer. And Now there's a hole there, but I could see the wire that was fed in the middle of the fridge. So I pull those wires down. Now I got a little room to work with. So I take that wiring harness with the control module thing that controls how cool it gets. And I wind those wires up through the hole, wiring that them all together, color to color, blue to blue, green to green, black to black, red to red, whatever. And then I fucking screw the control thing in there, plug it in the wall. It's fucking working. So all I did was stuff a bunch of that in because insulation just started falling everywhere when I was cutting that hole out. So I stuffed as much as that in there as I could, and I put furnace tape over the top of it so there's no hole there from the freezer. And then I put that harness back on there and wedged it all up in there, screwed it in. Brand new fucking fridge, bro.
Dude.
My grandpa would be so proud.
Not even using fucking YouTube.
Hillbilly ingenuity.
What a guy, at its bro.
Best.
What a guy. That's fucking nice. How good does that feel, dude?
Right? I only had to pay $80 for the guy to come out and do the
give you the consolation. Yeah,
to tell me my fridge was fucked. But then he gave me some little advice on the side and fucking it worked.
Couldn't believe it, dude.
Couldn't believe it. I was like, I'm fucking this fridge up. I was like, I had the doors off. I'm just sitting there, fucking insulation everywhere, holes and shit. I'm like, oh my God, I just fucked this whole fridge.
All over your shit, just sprinkling all over your beers.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'll tell you what, though. You know how key that second refrigerator is, man?
I couldn't live without it, bro. I couldn't live without it. I can't fit drinks in my kitchen fridge. You kidding me? Yeah, it's got food in it.
That's where all the other stuff is. Yeah. I think an isolated refrigerator of drinks is... depending on where you are comfortably in your career, I think that's one of the first things you really got to focus on. If you're somebody right now, you're really starting to see some success. You have more money in the bank than you've ever had before. Mm-hmm. You know, you got low credit debt. You know, your nut is low, but you're still packing a little dough away. If you want to really just kind of treat yourself to something that you're going to use more than you ever imagine, get yourself a nice little drink fridge, bro.
You got to.
Adam, you know, Vinny had the fucking, he has one of them in the garage with the drinks with the glass door, bro. I think anybody, all the smooth dudes, they got the glass door fucking 7-Eleven style, you know, 5-6 foot joint. And if you don't go that big, old school refrigerator, can't go wrong, bro. Oh, just another refrigerator for drinks. You got to make a move.
I don't know. There's no way I could fit drinks in my regular fridge now. I've just come accustomed to the other fridge, and now I fill all my space with food. People that save space for drinks and only go on one fridge, I don't know how they do it. You're not eating enough.
Well, see, we do a lot of, well, for the most part, living with my lady, her son, we always have the drinks stocked up. It looks like, you know, one of my biggest things as an adult is that I just love to open the refrigerator and see shit that looks like a store.
Mm-hmm.
Because as a kid, I only had $6 to my name, so I could buy a two liter soda for 99 cents. If it was up to me, I'd have all these sodas, these drinks, all in there, like a rest, you know, like a soup, like a store, man.
And yeah,
that's
like
the
Coke on this rack. I got fucking Mountain Dew on this rack. I got maybe sweet tea down at the bottom rack. Whatever,
some OJs. You know what I mean? Some iced teas, some tall cans.
Come on,
and I tell you. We do that, and you know, we do that over here. We go, we get like 3 or 4 different kinds of drinks all the time, and most of the time, the bottom left side is just drinks, and I have them facing forward, very bar back, very, very OCD about it. The drinks got to be in line straight. I can't handle a bunch of drinks just hanging out like it's a crowd gathering. You know what I mean?
Get organized.
I need these guys fucking squared away. Boot camp, you know, week two, bro, ready to rock. Week 8, whatever you're most squared away.
Yeah,
and that's how drinks have to work, man.
I couldn't agree more. I don't want them willy-nilly in there. I have to have them grouped by theme. That's all. I don't mix alcohol and soda on the same shelf. There's a soda shelf. Ooh. There's an alcohol shelf.
Well, you know, the soda shelf, you could get up higher in the fridge because you have lower deck space up there. You know what I mean? The roof is lower from shelf 1 to 2 than it is from 3 to 4 or 2 to 3.
Mm-hmm.
So you could go with the nice 12-pack of beers, 6-pack of some beers from the last pack, 4 loose cans, you know what I mean? A big bottle, and then also maybe some wine or some other shit randomly in there.
Absolutely. I'm thinking about going with one of those chest refrigerator things for the bar.
Deep freeze. Oh, you're thinking chest refrigerator.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting, because what I find the issue is with the chest style is the shelving is off. Mm. I've worked in bars with that have them in that level, and it's just you waste so much space from the top to like where the drinks are. You know what I mean? As opposed to the shelving when it's, you know, everything's got its shelf and it's not just free open space. But again, I'm not as certain of what design you're looking at or what the...
I don't want it too deep because that's the problem. If I start stacking, shit's going to get lost in there, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I just wanted enough where I can fit about 2 cases of beer in there, but not stacked on each other.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I can just reach down, pull out.
Is this a refrigerated apparatus or is it a cooler?
No, refrigerated apparatus. You ever seen them?
Saying a refrigerated version of a cooler.
Yeah, basically. You know, in stores, like you open it up, they have a glass top. You can see down in there and you're like, oh, you lift it up, but it's chest-like.
Like where they have the ice creams at 7-Eleven?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they're for drinks.
Okay. I feel like the nice, if you're going to, how much is this thing?
I have no idea.
Okay. I also hope that you keep an open mind to the bigger version of what you already have. One like a bar, like with the fucking 4 clear doors in the top and the tabletop, and then that just replaces that shelf in the back under the TV. Like that's the next level of addition to make that thing pop off to me.
Just also, more of those?
Well, just a bigger one, a commercial looking one with 2 big doors, you know, like that open up or you know, like you see at a bar when there's underneath the taps and it's all the glass doors where they open for the beers and you can
see it's
all
below counter height.
Yes, but it's still shelf. Yeah. It's the same as what you got, but just 4 of those, basically.
That's probably the move, and then put that under the TV.
Yeah, and because it'll have the big counter. It's probably that's credit card shit, though. I mean, unless you're going to drop $2,000 on it, because a used one's probably 2 G's.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, you got that nice big metal countertop.
I might do a slip and fall at a laundromat or something.
You can do a nice slip and fall in the store, bro. You get paid off.
They'll give you like 2-3 grand just to settle out of court.
Yeah, just walk it off. Mm-hmm. Fall, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe cut yourself on one of the broken carts at a laundromat.
There you go.
Because I feel like people who run laundromats a lot of times, it's just a thing where like people with a ton of money also do extra just to, for the write-off purpose of it, hoping they take a loss on that.
Oh, yeah.
So what helps? So at the end of the day, if you could just do a nice slip and fall or cut yourself or maybe get a concussion somewhere at a laundromat, then you're almost helping out that business owner by making them pay you something that's probably tax deductible.
I'll cut out the middleman even. I'll be like, listen, if you just buy me this fridge I'm wanting for my bar, I won't file this lawsuit.
Yeah, how about I'll save you the court costs now, man,
mm-hmm.
Mr. Bubbles. You know
here's
what I mean?
I'll
save
link.
It to you.
Here's the link to Amazon. I mean, just you guys can order it for me.
Yeah, that's it. Just send it.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at, you know, maximum 30 inches deep. You know what I mean? We're probably looking at a 50 by 30 operation here, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I think that's about right. 30 inch deep cabinet, that's typical cabinet depth. And then, a little over 4 foot long. There we go. We're set. It's perfect.
We're done, bro. Worst case scenario, if it goes out, guess what? You're going to drill into the top. You're going to pull the wires out. You're going to fucking do a little twist that, little twist off. Fucking right back to fucking ice cold cocktails.
My refrigerators will never stop working ever again because I know how to hotwire them myself.
Fucking, I heard other broken refrigerators around town are coming to you like you're the new savior, bro.
I put an ad on Facebook Marketplace for it. If your refrigerator's broke, give me a call.
Hey, if this piece right here, if you couldn't want to replace it, but you want your refrigerator back, give Uncle Todd a little ring-a-ding.
Boom.
I'm triple negatives on my COVID test, kid.
I'm the refrigerator electrician.
Yeah, bro.
Hillbilly-trician.
You're a hillbilly-trician. Hillbill attrition.
I'm a hillbill attrition. For hire. Call me.
He's in the hillbillical. He does it hillbillical. That's hillbilly electrical.
Mm-hmm.
There's something there.
When I was a kid, I had to break the umbilical cord. My mom's a hillbilly. We don't have umbilical cords. We had hillbilical cords.
Do you think that people that were stuck to the umbilical cord longer than others end up in an audio career because they just like cords and cables?
I think so.
Because a lot of those audio guys, they're really big and they're kind of cable geeks. I'm a kind of a cable geek. I wonder, I mean, I'm not a full cable audio nerd, but I do enjoy a nice extra cable. I love having extra cables and cords.
That's what happened to my son, I think. He was caught up in the cord there for a while.
Yeah.
Now he's all about cords. He doesn't go anywhere without a 100-foot HDMI cord in his backpack.
He actually wears it around himself the way ninjas wear rope.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you another thing, too. You never catch that guy traveling without his wireless earbuds.
Oh, are you kidding? Kid's smart. Never. Listen, you want cables to a certain extent, and then there's a point where you want to tell the cable to go fuck itself, and that's when it comes to earbuds.
I mean, the world's getting back to normal, Sean. It's getting back to normal. I mean, people are still going to be getting sick. There's a variant of the 19th version of COVID that's going around right now, kind of rocking people's worlds. But you know what? That's our new normal. We're getting back to the new normal. And I don't know what you're doing to prepare yourself for that. But if you find yourself feeling a little anxious, like needing to calm down, then why don't you just quiet the world down, zone it out, put you in some Raycon wireless earbuds and create your own soundtrack to live in your life.
And I'll tell you right now, Todd, if that's what you're doing, then you're a step ahead of people. Okay. And that's why right now you're going to want to go ahead and grab yourself some Raycons because they start at half the price of other premium model brands.
Half the price.
But they sound just as good, bro. And you know what else I love? You know what my favorite part about Raycons is, Todd?
What's that?
It's not the fact that I end up buying them for 15% off with our promo code. It's that it's a guarantee. If you don't like them, you have 45 days to figure it out. And guess what? That's a month and a half if I do my math correctly. And that means you can send the motherfuckers back if you don't like them, bro.
I mean, who else is doing that? That's how much confidence they have in their product. That's how confident they are that you're going to love what you get. I mean, they have the 32-hour battery life, so you can listen to whatever you want, when you want, and for a really long-ass time. I'm telling you, there's nothing comparable out there for the money. I do nothing but zone out from the world now. Well, I haven't heard my lady's voice in, I don't know, 3 weeks probably. Because when she's over there doing this and her mouth's moving, I'm listening to podcasts in my ear.
It's just in there, just binging and banging. And, you know, my head's full of tunes and not full of worry. Are these going to die anytime soon? Are these, you know, somebody else hearing things better than me? No, they're not.
No, she's complaining about me not picking up my dishes after dinner. And all I hear is Joe Rogan talking about what the real truth is with aliens.
Yeah. And a horse dewormer.
Yeah. Create your own soundtrack.
You guys, it's time to create your own soundtrack, guys, and do it with Raycon, okay? Right now, okay? Guns blazing listeners, you guys get 15% off at Raycon, okay? Order at buyraycon.com/gunsblazing, guys. Buyraycon.com. That is buyraycon.com/gunsblazing. You're getting 15% off right now. It's a goddamn steal.
It's a steal. Take advantage. You know Raycon's an OG sponsor. Show them some love. Get you some good wireless earbuds. Cheaper than the competitor and every bit as good.
Man. You guys hook that. Man, get yourself some Raycon, bro. I'm serious. Like, they're always out of our back in this podcast. They've been around for quite some time with us. I mean, we're not even a year old yet, but people don't realize that because, Todd, we've been doing shit together for so many years.
Mm-hmm.
Podcast... is what? Well, I mean, how many fucking, this is like episode 80 or some shit?
78. We're just still a baby. We're still a baby podcast.
We haven't even been a year old yet.
And you hear some sponsors come and go, you know what? Fuck them. Go. You don't like it here. But some of them hang around. Manscaped, Raycon, two of those sponsors.
3G.
3G.
3G. Man, I'm telling you, I had some of those Skittles the other day. Like the new shit. These little buddies. Yo, this stuff is on another level, my man.
I tell you what, that's what's got me through this past week. I just ate edibles.
The eight balls, bro.
All day.
Hey, listen, by the way, this isn't an ad. This is just talking about how good this shit is.
Yeah, and it's legit. Legit, dude. I mean, people are listening to this podcast and aren't buying 3Chi on the regular. Like, come on.
I'm cracking a bag of the eight balls open right now, bro. Mm. 8 milligrams each, dude. And I mean, these are legal, bro.
And delicious.
This ain't CBD, cuz. This ain't CBD. This the real deal, man.
Yeah,
look at these little buddies, little candies. Little hard candies, not Skittles. That was a wrong explanation. Kind of more like lemon heads in a way, but kind of like a lemon head, I'd say, with different flavors.
Yep.
So good, bro.
Good, and they work. Man. Got me through. I don't know what I'd have done without them this last 4 or 5 days.
Just staying my comfortably numb.
Yeah. It's like, fuck, I don't care. You know what? I'm just going to kind of enjoy myself.
You know, me and my lady, we were going to fly to Indy for the wedding last week, for Jason McAfee's wedding. And Kristen, congratulations to them.
Congratulations.
It was wonderful to be there. We're going to the wedding, and then I had to go drop my dog off at the kennel. And I'm like, I'm listening to the radio because I'm in my lady's car. And I wasn't listening to anything like USB plugged in. I just had the radio on. And they're saying that all the flights the day before were canceled at Newark because the whole goddamn airport's flooded out. And I was like, wait, and we didn't realize it because where we're at, it's fine. So I go, I call my girl and I go, hey, babe, we better check our shit because they're saying that yesterday's flights were all canceled. And it's like 8 a.m. Our flight's at 10:30. We have to leave at 10:30 for like a 1 o'clock flight or whatever. And, shit was all canceled the whole next 2 days.
Wow.
So we just packed up the car, bro, and said, see you later, and took off.
How was there a flood? Is there a levee there or something?
No, they had the tornado the hurricane that ravaged Louisiana.
Yeah.
It moved all the way up here. That bitch was moving with some heat. And dude, 50 people in New York died. Several people in New Jersey, like, flooded the fuck. You didn't see all those videos with the subways flooding? Like, it looks like the levees broke in the subway.
No, I was sleeping, bro. I was out.
Yeah,
I was out during that whole thing.
It was incredible, the videos coming out. Like, it looks like raging waters or Magic Mountain level riding.
Jesus.
The people were dying. I mean, it was bad. The flooding. Biden went there yesterday to go survey the damage between Jersey and New York.
We got nothing here. Nothing. Yeah,
well, that's what I looked at the path of this whole thing. And I'm like, babe, we just got to drive it. Let's fuck it. Let's go.
Yeah.
My lady's a soldier on the wheel. Like, my lady is a soldier on the wheel, bro.
Like, she drives?
Oh, yeah. She loves it. Nice. So she always takes us out the gate.
Mm-hmm.
And then, halfway in, 55%. And I am too, but she just likes it more than I do, you know?
Wow.
So we just knock out 10-hour drives, no problem.
Yeah.
Did it again yesterday.
My lady's a pretty good driver. She's used to it, I guess, because work. She travels. So she's pretty do some pretty long drives. I like driving by myself.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's you and me, fine, because we're going to have a fucking blast. But
also, a lot of times, we don't even talk for 3 hours when we're rolling.
Yeah. We just fucking do our own thing. But when I'm by myself and I can put my phone up on the dashboard there and play a documentary, because you don't really got to, like, watch a documentary. You can just every now and then check it. I check it. You know, it's more listening to it. But, I'll fucking... 10-hour drive. I'll watch like fucking 4 or 5 documentaries.
That's not bad, bro.
Right?
You know, I actually found this fucking thing. It's a tray, but it's got the little bendable arm, you know, and it's and it connects to the bottom of the tray. And the other part goes in your cup holder.
Oh.
So basically, if you want to be like a cop and have a laptop in that motherfucker right there
on your right.
And you want it right to dangling just right in front of you. And then you just put on the police talk, dude, you know?
Oh yeah.
But did I ever tell, I know I've told you I did that. I'm really hoping that the statute of limitations is over. And if it's not, we're going to go ahead and edit this out. But, when I was in, I don't know how many, this had to have been 2008, 2009, the latest, 2007, most likely 2007 or 8, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was going with my buddy, another comedian of mine, Butch Escobar.
He had great name.
Yeah, he's a really good comic out of San Jose, out of the Bay Area. And he had this fucking old one of those old Yukons that police used to drive around, you know?
Uh-huh.
And we had another buddy with us in the car, my buddy Matt Cadle, really good buddy of mine I used to bartend with. He happened to be in San Francisco when I was. So he just said, fuck it, I got nothing to do. I'll tag along with you guys. And we were just fucking around throughout the day waiting for our shows at night. You know, that's all. We were just down. We were just in San Francisco. We had shows mm-hmm. that night on a Monday at this place called, I'll remember in a minute, but it's in, off the Haight-Ashbury area, this dope-ass little room on Mondays that all everybody, you know, this really good open mic, but like really good, like a real show.
Yeah.
Anyways, so we're riding around town, and I start showing him, I started showing him this app I have, and he also had a really good camera in his car, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so he is one of them long ass lenses that people undercover, you undercover fucks would use. You know what I mean? Taking right. pictures from a distance. So I'm pulling it up right now. I got to have this in there to make it fucking right, bro. Anyways, all of a sudden we go, you know what? I got this app. It's this police scanner, bro. How about we just put it on the aux cable? And then we just roll around and ask people if they've seen a guy, like we just give descriptions. Right? So we're in this Yukon and I have my hat. I'm, you know, I got my hat on backwards and I got my fucking, I got a white t-shirt on. And then Butch is driving like an absolute psycho, right? I mean, he was driving, bro, like, and he would pull up and we'd pull up on like tourists and shit. And then I would say, hey, I go, have you guys seen, I so we'd roll up and I'd just be like, we just roll up, right? Hold on.
Black male is 20s with a lime green vest on.
We'd have that blasting right in the background. And then I'd roll up with the camera and he'd go, and they, and he'd pull up. And I'd hear, you know, hear the police chatter. I turn it down. I go, have you guys seen a guy? He's wearing a sleeveless shirt. He's got on jeans. They're rolled up. He's wearing flip flops and a black hat. And they would be like, no. And then I'd go, and then all you hear is Butch go, all right, they got him. And then he'd go, and he would drive away, bro. And I would roll up taking pictures, pretending I'm taking pictures.
Hilarious.
And, bro, but we had the fucking police scanner on the, you know, on the playing the whole fucking car. You know what I mean?
Right. Like it sounded like you had police radio going in the background.
Oh my God, bro. We were so addicted to laughing at it. It was so funny. Like the way he was driving and the camera. So one of the times we did it, the very 10, Matt, my buddy, Matt Cadle, he had to leave.
Uh-huh.
So like, we're doing this shit. I'm not lying to you. We probably did this for about 9 hours that day, 8 hours. We drove around San Francisco smoking weed, laughing our nuts off, doing this shit and just rolling up on everybody and speeding off and tripping people out. Right. So off. It was so good. And then at the very end, we go up, we get to a group of the corner. We go and I pull up and I go, have you guys seen blah? And I just start laying out a description. And then Cadle from the back goes, there he is. And so this guy just jumps out of the car. That was how he left us. And he shut the, we said bye first. He fucking takes off running through the group and just heading off onto his train station, bro. It was so fun. And I'm not sure if that's still an offense that you can get in trouble for. If it is, that's all a joke. And I'm just kidding.
I mean, you weren't trying to like pull any shit on anybody. You know what I mean? You weren't stopping somebody or fucking, you know, you're using it against anybody. You were just fucking entertaining yourselves. I don't even know if that's against the law. And you never once said you were cops.
Never. All we had was the police scanner going loud as shit. Man, you know, the best part was the channels we had the little clicks in between on the radio. So it sounded so good. And it was just, I just had a camera with a hat on backwards and we were like roll up and I'd be taking all the pictures, bro. He went over curbs a couple of times. Like he sold it so hard. That's what really made it was the driving.
Yeah. I love it.
And it was just like, you know, that noise when your cop car takes off. That's my favorite noise. Like some shit's popping off when you hear a fucking V6 Ford or a Chevy just hit it from a police vehicle.
I used to love cutting the median. Even though I wasn't a regular trooper very long, but cutting that median at like 60 miles an hour, 70.
Wait, you're saying on the freeway you just dip over?
Yeah, so you'd be going the opposite direction of the person you just measured their speed, right? And they pass, and you cut the median, go down the grass, come back up, and then you slow down just enough so you cut the wheel totally, and then you gun it, and it spins your ass around perfectly, and then boom, you take off. And catch up. So you got to floor it. I mean, every time you stop a speeding car, you got to go 140 to catch up to them, you know?
Yeah.
Because they just went by you at 80. So it's fucking nuts. I used to love to do that shit. It's fucking dangerous, though. People got to stop doing that shit. They cracked down on it, I think, because people were getting in crashes. But back in the day, it was a blast. And I remember the first day, a story you told me, just remind me, when I picked up my own car.
So okay, you pick up your squad car day one.
Yeah. So they take our whole class goes out to the state police headquarters and we all line up and they give us your car and you take it's a used car, but it's your first car, right?
Yeah.
And you just got done with your field training thing. So I'm driving way back to BFE, Indiana from Indianapolis, and I have to travel through Shelby County where I'm from to do that. I'm on the interstate and I see the car with a dude I went to high school with, Bobby. I won't say his last name, but I'm like, oh, that's fucking Bobby. And he's kind of he's speeding, and he saw me, and he's back down. I'm like, I'm going to pull him over and just fuck with him, you know? This is my first traffic stop of my own. It's going to be my buddy. I'm just fuck with him. So I do it, and I kind of run up to the car real fast. I'm like, what are you doing, fucker? You know, I stick my head in there, and he's like, he jumps. He's like, oh, my God, you fucking scared me. Scared the shit out of me. And I'm like, what are you doing, man? And we talk for a minute, but he was, like, real freaked out, like, sweating. I was like, man, I mean, scare that, man. Jesus, calm down. No. So I find out later his brother Jimmy, who was – Bobby was a grade older than me, and then Jimmy was a grade younger than me. He's like – dude, you stopped Bobby. And I was like, yeah. He's like, it's fucking hilarious. He goes, but dude, he had a fucking half pound of meth in his trunk. He turned out he was a big time, huge meth dealer back in the day. And I had no idea. Like after I came to Shelby County as a detective, like he was somebody that people were after a lot. But at that time, I had no idea. He had a fucking half pound of meth in the trunk. And I stopped him and just run up to the window. I'm like, what are you doing, fucker? And
oh, my God, bro.
And his brother said he literally shit his pants. He's like, he shit his pants. You scared him so bad. He thought he was so fucked with this half pound of meth.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. He ended up dying,
that's
I think.
That's a 30-year bid min.
Fuck yeah, dude. Especially back then. Jesus Christ.
In Indiana, 30 years minimum. Oh, and you just thought it was your buddy. And his friend happened to be fucking having a half a
I didn't
pound.
Know he was a giant meth dealer now.
Oh my God, bro. Can you I mean that for him to drive off with that, his skin must have been rough, like the level of goosebump that you fucking get that line like up the back of your skull. Oh my God.
And you know he was using, so he was like extra paranoid. He'd probably been up for 3 days fucking hauling that shit from wherever he got it. Dude.
Oh Ooh. Man.
Yeah.
A hilarious. Half a pound of meth.
I had no idea. I'm kind of glad I didn't know. My first fucking stop, I got to arrest this kid I grew up with for half a pound of meth.
You just actually pull him over to be funny and say hello, and then you end up fucking making the biggest drug bust in Shelby County for the last fucking 10 years.
Right?
Oh, my God, bro. That's insane. I love those stories. But I want you to like we got to hear some more of your early stories like that. Like when you were pulling people over and like I forget that to ask you some of this shit. I know we've gotten into some good shit with your career, but I mean, we barely scratch the surface. And I mean, you talking about whipping it around and then the fucking median busting it at buck 40 to go catch someone. You know what I mean? Like, I love that shit. I want to talk more about that, bro.
Yeah, we will. The shit just pops in my head once you bring something up. I'm like, oh, fuck. Yeah, I forgot all about that. Poor Bobby. He passed away, too. He had a lot of heart issues. Too much meth over the years, I reckon. But
rest in peace, Bobby.
He did. He did a long stretch too in the pin. But love
some
you,
say
Bobby.
That he was, some of his tattoo work was some of the best had been ever done in the Indiana State prison system. So
yeah, freehand.
He's actually a very well known tattoo prison artist. And
he is very well known.
Rest in peace, kid.
Rest in peace, Bobby.
Some of the best spider webs on the elbows you ever seen. By the way, for every layer of web is like 10 years or some shit, bro. So if you see a motherfucker with when he closes his when he puts his elbow into a V, his arm, and you see a monster-ass spider web. This kid has been around the block in jail.
Don't fuck with him. Don't fuck with that dude.
Yeah, just so you guys know, the spider web on the elbow, if you didn't know that, that means that's just straight jail time representing his jail time.
Time in grade. Turn around, go the other direction. All right, brother, let's get out of here.
All right, buddy. Later, buddy.
Love you.
Love you, buddy.